everyone. Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This is Brittany Mangelson, and I'm going to be your host for today. And we are going to be doing a What's Brewing episode where we talk about mission and what's going on in the life of Community of Christ. So I'm actually sitting across the table from
in real life
from my good friend David Lloyd. And this is significant because I have not done a podcast face-to-face in probably 4 or 5 years, literally. So I'm like, I almost don't know what to do with myself. So podcast listeners, if this is awkward, that's why. But today we are going to be talking about the Center of Innovation of Ministry and Mission, which is through the seminary. But I'm actually not going to explain too much about it because I know I'll mess it up. And that's why we have David on.
To mess it up myself.
No, to share about what it is. So I'm really looking forward to this, despite me feeling a little awkward doing this in person, but we're just going to roll right into it. So David is the director, and why don't you, actually, David, you've been on the podcast before, but how about you just give us a high-level overview of who you are and how you got to your current role?
So I am a lifelong member of Community of Christ, served in a number of roles full-time for over 35 years now, and currently doing what I've done for about the last 10 years, and that's online learning for Community of Christ. And we have a process by which new priesthood members get some training before they are ordained, and that can be done live or can be done online, and my job is to help on the online portion of it. So the Center for Innovation in Ministry and Mission was a project started just about a year ago now. So we're just in our first year. We'll finish our first year's worth of class here in a few months. And what we do is we place online throughout the year every priesthood class necessary for ordination. So the intro to priesthood, the intro to scripture class that all new priesthood must take, and the office specific class to which they're called. From deacon all the way up to soon bishop will be our last class that we'll produce. We just finished producing the evangelist class, and that will be going online here on our next session. And we try to equip the classes with instructors who know a little bit about the specific class. So, for instance, Jane Gardner, who is the presiding evangelist, will be teaching the evangelist class. Dave Anderson, who is the president of the High Council, the teaching the High Priest class, etc. And so beyond the ministry and priesthood classes, we also have what we call the Christian Ministry Certificate classes. And this is like, for those people who knew about the MEADS program in the past, it's a more advanced online training in more specific topics. You take 10 of these different classes and you get a certificate. With each of these classes, by the way, you also get CEU credit through Graceland. It's it's not degreed credit. It's a CEU credit, but you get Graceland credit from it. And the Christian Ministry Certificate classes are things like Intro to New Testament and Theology and Contemporary Culture and those kind of things. And we also are doing other classes, other certificate classes on a as-needed basis. Recently, the church asked for a class on discernment, a set of classes on discernment. And as the church is going through a discernment process itself right now, it's quite timely. And so we have had a discernment series going on, and that will we're kind of midway through that at this point. Soon we'll be offering a spiritual formations class, and that there'll be a series on that that'll be taught by Katie Harmon McLaughlin. And so we've got a number of these different tracks going up, all of them you know, not for degree. They're so you can take them if you have a college degree or if you don't have a college degree. And our hope is that as some priests would take these classes online, take their priesthood courses online, they might be interested in getting more information and go into the Christian Ministries program. And if they really want more, then they can also go into the seminary itself and get a postgraduate degree. So it's the nice thing is we've been doing this in a number of venues. The online classes started at headquarters. And then it went through Develop Metrics for a number of years through the Canadian Church. And now it's with a seminary, which is a great place for it to be and thrive and grow into the future.
Awesome. So I have a million questions, mm-hmm. which is why we're doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how you prioritize what classes are offered. So you said that the basic priesthood classes are offered, and then you've added in the discernment class. But are there other classes that you hope to add? How do you prioritize what gets put out?
Well, we first, with the ministry and priesthood classes, try to ensure that in a calendar year, all of the classes necessary for anyone to be ordained are offered. And the intro to priesthood and the intro to scripture classes are taught more than once because everybody needs those. So within a relatively short period of time, anyone who has been called can get through those courses. And we usually give ordinands a year to get those classes taken care of. It's easily done online. The nice thing about online with ministry and priesthood classes is it's all taught from the resource, the resources. So you're getting the exact same class you would if you bought the book. And we have a number of other resources put in that you normally wouldn't get in the book, too. So it's nice to have that. And it's updated every time a world conference comes about or new policy is put in the church. We change it on the online class. So that's helpful. Now, the nice thing with the prioritization of the other classes are we either are informed that the church would like to have something in this area, like the discernment class, or we are sitting around and saying, you know, what would be good? We really would like to do something along this line. And the spiritual formation class has already been going on for a number of years in a live setting. We're just in the Christian Ministries and in the discernment and in the spiritual formation class, we also add a live Zoom portion mm-hmm. into that. So there's also a live portion going on in the class as well as the class itself online. And so that allows for us to have some of the top-notch leaders interacting with people basically all over the, at this point, English-speaking world that we can. We are also working at getting some of the ministry and priesthood classes done in French and Spanish in the near future so that we can expand that to around the world. It's a prioritization. We recognize that there were a number of topics in Meads when it was going on that made sense, and we have looked at that and added to and changed some of the format to where we are as a church right now to make that certificate. And after the 10 classes are taught over a two-year period in the Christian Ministries class, we plan to add a couple more classes. So if somebody started, after or started and stopped, you could still probably get the 10 classes in a relatively short two-year period of time or a little after that. And so we'll probably be adding a couple more to the Christian Ministries class as we go on. But you can see the descriptions of all the classes on our website, and that's www.graceland.edu/CIMM. And that has all the information there and also a button to register for any of the classes that you want to take.
Awesome. So it's, and we'll definitely put the link in the show notes in the description of this episode. And so it sounds like these aren't necessarily classes that you take in isolation. So you sign up for this thing and then you have, an infinite amount of time and you're not really connecting with people. It sounds like you're actually working with, like you mentioned, the Zoom element. So you're working with the professor, you're working with the instructor and with your peers. And so it sounds like it's an actual class that creates a community.
Right. One of our biggest hurdles was to keep the community aspect in these classes. We felt it was one of the best, most important priorities we can do, because online classes can be very impersonal. Mm-hmm. And even in the ministry and priesthood classes, which doesn't include a live element, the students still progress with each other week by week. So you start on a Monday, the class opens, that week's class opens, and then you have until the next Sunday at 2:30 Central Time to read through everything, turn in your assignment, whatever's required in that week's class. But you'll also be involved in some discussions where you'll interact with some of the students in the class, hear what their answers might have been to the discussion questions. You can go in and reply to theirs and start a thread and have a discussion. So we have some sense of community, even in some of the most rudimentary classes that we have. Now, in the Zoom classes, there's interaction in small groups on Zoom, if you ever use that and know how that works. So you get to not only experience it with those students from all around the world, in some cases, but also you get to be with that instructor who is, you know, we've had some great instructors so far in the classes. We've got Chris Judd, who's going to do a spiritual formation class, one single class in the Christian ministry class. Dave Anderson taught a class on theology. Tony and Charmaine Chavala-Smith taught the New Testament class. So you get to have these people teaching these kind of classes and interact with them during the week while you're taking the class. So yeah, we work hard to establish some sense of community in the classes itself.
Yeah, I just want to underscore what an awesome opportunity this is to have. It sounds like, you know, the class that Chris might be doing mm-hmm. is maybe a one-off, just like a singular mm-hmm. class. Mm-hmm. But to be exposed to the variety of leadership, the variety mm-hmm. of gifts in the church mm-hmm. and have it not be, you know, like you're with this professor for the long haul or whatever. So it just sounds like the breadth of experience that mm-hmm. are coming into these courses is huge.
Yeah.
So you're not getting just like one monolith understanding of any given topic, that there's a lot of people who are giving their voices. So mm-hmm. you'll leave with a well-rounded understanding of the topic. So that's
exactly.
really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So I guess I have a few logistical questions. Mm-hmm. So as far as like time commitment, mm-hmm. so, and whether that's, you know, for folks who are getting ordained or who are going through Christian ministry certificate, mm-hmm. is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Okay. The actual Christian ministry mm-hmm. certificate. So what is the time commitment for the different classes?
Sure. Well, and it sometimes depends on the class, but mm-hmm. in most cases, the ministry and priesthood classes, usually each week, we say about an hour and a half to 2 hours of reading and, you know, doing your assignment. Everybody's different. Some people can breeze through that much quicker. Some people, you know, will take, you know, an hour and a half to finish that each week. But the nice thing is, if you start on Monday and do 20 minutes on Monday, and then Tuesday you might do 30 minutes, and you can get it done, or in one setting, you mm-hmm. know, you can get it done on your own schedule. And that's nice for people because, you know, everybody's work schedule's different, school schedule's different, and so they can work around their own schedule to make that work. The Christian ministries classes takes probably a little bit more time because the assignments are a little bit more beefy, and then you have an hour and a half each week on like a Thursday night or something where you'll connect to the Zoom class and be with the Zoom class once a week. And these are 8-week classes. All of them are set up on an 8-week class scenario. The only outlier is we also do the Children and Youth Workers Core Training class. And that's a 2-week class. We ask students to finish it within 2 weeks. And you can pretty much finish that in one setting. And that's not accredited class, but it does get recorded in Shelby. So the people who are wanting to get certified for youth camps and things like that can have that training before they fill out their applications.
Yeah, that's super important. And as someone who's now taught that class a couple of times and has gone through the paperwork, we were actually just talking, listeners, about the admin side of being a pastor and just being part of the church. And that's one of those classes that actually has a fair amount of back-end administrative stuff to go through, because we're checking references, we're going over the application, we're sending it in to our department, you know, our church headquarters, and things like that. So the fact that it can be done online, I think, is excellent.
And that's another class we actually have in the ministry and priesthood class. Every January, right at the beginning of the year, we will teach an intro to pastor's ministry class.
Oh, yeah.
And that is for people who are, you know, part of a pastoral team or a single line pastor, an opportunity to look at some of the basic functions of what you're getting into as a pastor. And we talk about a real brief synopsis on how to lead a business meeting, and the youth and children's worker training, and little things like how do you deal with conflict. We could spend a whole class on that, but at least in that pastor's class, we deal with the basic tenets. We put in it some of the requirements of headquarters, what they require a congregation to do each year that you might not know as a new pastor. So that's another good class. It's not really a priesthood class, but it's something we offer every January.
Yeah. And I took that class several years ago when I was on a pastorate team. I think under Blair White, he had us all take it. And now that I'm a pastor, I've thought maybe I should take that class again just to brush up on some of the basics, because yeah, there are things that, you know, when you are in church leadership, especially like for me, we've had the same CFO for 20 years plus.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we now transition not only to a new pastor, but a new CFO. So me and the CFO were like, okay, how do we do this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, well, we've got our past CFO on speed dial always, because we're like, what about this account? Or what about this? You know, whatever. So just all of those nuts and bolts that really, when you're sitting in a pew, you don't necessarily think about that all the time. But when you're on a leadership team, whether it's the pastor or the CFO or a counselor.
Right. Well, and whenever you're in a business meeting and somebody does an amendment to amendment, it's always good to know a little bit about Robert's rules before you go in.
Absolutely. That's our world conference coming out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of amendments to the amendments to the amendments to the amendments. And it's like, what are we even talking about at this point? Oh, that's too funny.
Now, as far as costs go on these classes, the ministry and priesthood classes, we have worked really hard to only cost $25, which is about the price you'd pay for the book.
I was just going to say,
We wanted to keep it accessible. The one thing we don't want it to feel like is that you're paying an exorbitant amount of money to be a priesthood member. But at the same time, to give a quality introduction to what your priesthood office is and what ministry is, and teaching people how to exegete scripture, you know, basic tenets of ministry. So those are all $25. The Christian Ministries class and usually the other classes will vary in price, usually around $100 per class. And that's because we are developing these classes from scratch, basically.
Yeah.
And we're also giving a very small honorarium to the instructors who are busy. I mean, I could go through the list of people and you'd realize how busy these people are. But it's also nice. We have, and I don't want to over-publicize this, but we have general leaders of the church, apostles, and pretty soon the president of the church is going to be teaching one of the ministry and priesthood classes. So we're really excited about having the opportunity to have these people teaching these classes. And in times and places where, unless you're at a reunion, you'd never have a class with these people.
Yeah.
So we're excited about those opportunities too. Steve is teaching a class, and Art Smith right now is teaching a class, and we'll have a number of other people scattered throughout the process and who have volunteered to teach some of our classes.
So nice. So folks are just going to sign up for whatever class Steve teaches and then show up and be like, oh, the president of the church is teaching.
Well, most of them will know before, but okay. I I'm just afraid that some classes will be taken just for the name of the person teaching it rather than the content.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. No, but that's really cool. Again, to know the depth of folks that are teaching these courses, that it's not just...
Oh, and I'm teaching at least one course session, well, and I have to cut off the number of people who want to take here, these classes for me.
Absolutely. Because,
dang, that's gold, right?
So this, I'm just so impressed at this opportunity for folks because, so I have on the Salt Lake pastorate team, one of my good friends and counselors, Laura Pennock, is taking this course. And she, I mean, she's going through the certificate and she absolutely loves it.
It's great. It really is.
She's telling people about it. It's more accessible. So you can take it if you don't have a bachelor's degree. That's not a prerequisite.
Right.
You're not signing up for this big thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, master's degree program, but you're getting the core content that will enhance your ministry, enhance what you can do in your local community, in your congregation. So,
and we're already having some of these people who are scared of the idea of taking the degreed seminary training. And they go through these classes and say, well, maybe I can, and have transferred from Christian ministries to the actual seminary itself. And that's exciting to see too.
Yeah.
Because every time we educate our membership, we're getting better ministers out there. And
absolutely.
Honestly, for such a small organization, we have some gifted people who have put together some wonderful opportunities of learning. And we do help people through the process. For some people, it can be a little scary at first. And we try to at least be there with them to assure them that they can do it. We have had people take classes from the age of 16 has been our youngest, and age 93 has been our oldest.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of cultural differences between those age groups. And online, we've been able to work with all kinds of people in different scenarios.
That is incredible. That, wow, 16. So were the was the 16-year-old taking priesthood courses,
And the 93-year-old was just trying to better their understanding, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we have a number of people who have we have post class surveys too, and we read all those post class surveys, by the way, and try to make sure that we're providing what we intend to be providing. And the comments back have been so positive in regard to I was nervous about doing this and I didn't think I could. And yeah, sometimes the registration process is difficult. You know, we've got a new registration process through Graceland and we're getting through some of the early stages of getting that streamlined. And but as people go through the classes themselves, they really have tended to enjoy them.
Yeah. So seminary looks different than it did now when I was going through. So they have like the different courses, right?
Me too.
The different tracks.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I guess my question is, are there different tracks for the Christian ministry thing or right now is it pretty much singular?
Well, the Christian ministry is really the basic general knowledge.
Okay.
So we have, intro to New Testament, intro to Old Testament, Christian theology, contemporary culture, the basic classes that are kind of the high school version of what the seminary postgraduate courses would be. And then we have other tracks that are based on whatever the perceived need is of the church at that time. So right now, discernment and spiritual formation will be ongoing, and there'll be different cohorts with the spiritual formation as time goes on. So if you didn't get into the next spiritual cohort, well, you can apply to get in the next cohort. And so we anticipate as time goes on that there will be other things that will make up based on the needs of the church. But the basic general education will be through that Christian ministry certificate and the priesthood ministries preparing for priesthood ordination classes that we'll be having on an ongoing basis.
That's really cool because it gives such a basic fundamental foundation of what we need to know to be community of Christ in the world, right? So to be ministers, to be able to articulate our story. Oh, that was one question I had. Is there like a church history component
yes.
to it at all?
Yes, okay. there is. And Christian theology as well as a community of Christ theology, course, those things. So yes, there are those that are planned and coming up. Again, we're in the first year of the Christian Ministries course, so we're still making it up as we go.
Yeah.
But we already have our leadership set up for teaching these classes for the next 6 months or so.
Nice.
And we're just keeping on going as the calendar rolls through. So whenever you're listening to this, you know, just go onto the website, see what the schedule is, and you'll see who the instructors are and information about those classes. But, you know, the neat thing about this is that in the life of the church, education has always been a pivotal part of our identity. I mean, Kirtland had, you know, the School of the Apostles, the School of the Prophets, you know, as a major part of the temple. And when we built the Independence Temple, you know, right on the outside parking lot of the temple is the words Temple School.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us know what Temple School was. And there was a time in the church where we were cranking out, you know, so many different classes through Temple School, and that was all done either in live classes or there was an opportunity of mail-in courses that we did. And then for a while, that kind of went down, and we lost the resources of people, and we couldn't keep up with the changes in the church and the classes and updating them. And what happened was we kind of began the process of doing online learning, starting with training Mission Center presidents. That was the first class that I did online through the church. And we realized immediately how well this would work with priesthood ministry, especially since we were redoing all the priesthood classes. And once we started doing that, we realized that on the fly, we could update the class online where we couldn't in print.
Yeah.
And then we also understood that we could get instructors engaged at a little bit at a time rather than being inundated with mail-in grades to do in classes. And it became a vehicle to expand the ability of teaching in the class. So the words Temple School is still on the temple there. Mm-hmm. And my office is in the temple. And this is kind of the next resurrection of education in the life of the church. An ability to do this kind of educational experience with people in outlying areas. Every time we do classes, I get some comment back from somebody who lives out in a far congregation saying, "I never realized our church believed this." And it's because, you know, in the bubble, they didn't have the opportunity to take a class with a number of other people from other places and hear other opinions and realize that this was the direction the church was going.
Mm.
And so it's provided us with a way of standardizing some things and yet still expanding it to people who have different viewpoints and working with those in a class setting and learning from each other too. So it's been a real positive experience.
Yeah, this is... And just the opportunity, I think, is so limitless. Like you've said, you know, you've laid the foundation for the Christian ministry, and yet there's still more ideas that are being generated and, you know, thinking of different ways that we can use this technology to connect with people in French and Spanish eventually. Right.
And it's made the seminary a whole lot more accessible.
Yes.
So you can take a ministry and priesthood class and say you've taken a class through the seminary.
Yeah.
Not a postgraduate, but you are taking a class connected to the seminary. And so the seminary is now not just doing this, you know, this unattainable for some education, but an education for the entire church.
Yeah. And you're networking with the people that are in seminary, right? You're networking with
still
all
getting
of that,
that
leadership.
That knowledge and leadership, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. So I guess I am wondering, though, there are probably people listening to this that still feel like, okay, well, this is great for other people, but not for me. And mm-hmm. whatever their reasons are, you mm-hmm. know, whether they think it's financial or if they don't feel like they've been in college for decades, so they, you know, feel like mm-hmm. they would not be a good fit. What would you say to some of the general insecurities that you have heard or that you think are floating around about this?
First of all, you're never too old or too young to learn.
Yeah.
And that out of the catalog of classes we have, I'm sure there's something that might pique your interest. And if it does, and if you're afraid that your knowledge base is not as broad as whatever you're jumping into, understand that there's probably 12 to 15 other people who are in the same situation as you are. And we expect that people who are taking these classes are coming to learn. And if that's the case, then you're in good company.
Yeah.
that people who are coming in there are also coming to learn. And you might learn something from the instructor and you might learn something from the students. And so if you come with an open mind and a desire to hear more about whatever that topic is, mm-hmm. try out a class, see how it works. And feel free to let us know if you're having any problems along the way. We are our goal is that grace abounds in the sim classes. We try to work with people so that they feel comfortable in not only what they're learning but how they're learning. And if there's anything we can do, I personally will come in and assist someone to be successful in a class.
Yeah, that is great. One of the comments that you just made about, you know, a class maybe piquing your interest, are you able to just take a singular class or do you have to sign up for the whole No. Christian ministry kit and caboodle?
You can take whatever is in your interest, at least in the Christian ministries
Yeah.
and the ministry and priesthood classes. Now, if you're wanting to be ordained, you do have to take Yeah. the three classes,
Yeah.
especially for the Christian ministries courses. Taking one class and seeing how it feels is you're welcome to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some other classes you'll be in a cohort and you'll have to keep doing all of those classes in order to progress to get like the discernment class. I'm thinking mm-hmm. You are expected to begin and end with the class. Now, we've had a couple of people drop out, which is expected, but most people are hungry to get that process because it's a very interactive class, that specific class,
mm-hmm.
where you're working with the instructor and other students and your local area to be a part of the discernment process in wherever you're located. But as far as for the Christian ministries class, the ministry and priesthood classes, if you just want to take one class and see how it fits, you're more than welcome to do so.
Okay, that is cool mm-hmm. because, like I said, you know, the seminary program has changed a lot since I went through mm-hmm. back in 2017. 16,
oh, you're
17,
old.
I know.
Don't ask when I was in.
Okay. No, my Facebook memories, it's like 5 years ago. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, 5 years ago. It feels so long.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even a lot's changed since then. You know, we've had an entire pandemic, which I know changed how interacted online.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
The pandemic, when I was in Developmetrics doing the same thing, boy, it was a lifesaver. I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
Absolutely.
Because there would have been no means during that quarantine time for people to be ordained.
Yeah.
Other than us having the online classes.
Yep.
And we were able to maintain people's schedule from calling to ordination because we had these online classes.
Yeah.
So we were in the right place at the right time to be a great service to the church during that period of time. And it made us stronger. I mean, it really helped people to see that this is not only a nice novelty to have, this is a necessity as far as the church is concerned, as far as education is concerned in the life of the church, to have these online classes available.
Absolutely. And I feel like so much creativity was sparked during that time because it was like, okay.
Necessity out of, yeah.
Yeah. Like we have this thing. We know how to deliver content online. So what else can we use this for, right? So to me, when I first heard about what the seminary was doing and this Christian ministry certificate, it was like, well, of course. Like, of course yeah. that's going to happen because all the blocks were right there. They just needed to be put together to build this thing, absolutely, you know, to be able to deliver content to the church. So, mm-hmm, yeah, but that's really exciting to hear that you can just take a class here or there. Like I said, with my friend Laura, she's been telling me about some of the stuff she's been doing. And I even talked to Zach at seminary, or not seminary. Well, I did talk to Zach at seminary, but I talked to Zach at World Conference. And he was like, yeah, you should come back, Brittany. I'm like, oh, I've been there, done that. But now, but knowing that there's classes like discernment, and yeah, I think there was a class that you all did on forgiveness. Was that part of, I think Nancy Ross taught it?
Oh,
was
no, that Peace and Justice.
Peace and Justice. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I know that they were doing a book about forgiveness. Right, right. And I've been reading that on my own and just realizing, like, yes, you can do that work on your own, but doing it in community, it's probably a much more
right,
rounded experience because you're interacting, well, with folks.
Anybody who's been in a book club knows, yeah, knows what it's like to be a part of one of these Christian ministry courses, because yeah, we require, you know, one or two books, mm-hmm, for the course, and you're all as a group going through those resources each week. So it makes you read the book, yeah, you know, and that reading plus conversing with other students and the instructor makes it really helpful. So here's the thing. As the church, you can have so much insight as to where you want the church to go. And you can put out statements and you can put out mission initiatives and enduring principles. But unless you have a means of delivery, all those things stay up at headquarters.
Yeah.
What SIM does for the church is provide a means of delivery. And what we're finding out, a quick means of delivery. I mean, before we knew that we were going to go through a discernment process as the church for the new president, we had already been notified that we needed to offer something on discernment. And so we were prepared to have that ready immediately as we were going into that portion as a church. So this really has become the means of conveyance of the mission and message of the church to the individuals within the church itself.
Absolutely.
And that has really streamlined us into a place of where we can talk about it and then deliver it in a fairly quick amount of time to the church. Mm. So yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity and means of education and conveyance of where the mission and message of the church is.
And you said that the classes are about 8 weeks long. Does that mean that every 8 weeks there's an opportunity to jump on board,
yes,
at the next class?
Yes.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. And here we go. I might see what's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
Now, once in a while there's a break. So there'll be a break around Christmas time. I didn't realize it until this first year that there was actually a spring break. And I was prepared to do the next set of classes. And then I realized, I looked at a calendar and I realized, oh my gosh, I got a week in between. What am I going to do?
So
just about every 8 weeks, however that works in a yearly calendar. But we have a winter A and B class of 8 weeks each, spring A and B, summer A and B, fall A and B.
Cool.
And that schedule is on our website. Available all for you to right, peruse at this moment.
Well, you may have converted at least one person, so
then my job is done here.
Sitting across,
I shall
from
go
you,
back to Blue Springs, Missouri, and leave you here in Saratoga Springs, Utah.
Oh, I love it. No, mm-hmm, I really am very excited about this, mm-hmm, and I just see the spiritual and intellectual hunger that is around here. Mm-hmm. For theology and for a different way to view Christianity and just basic building blocks of, mm-hmm, Christian history, mm-hmm, right? So I'm going to be a little evangelist for this program with, yeah, my own congregation, because I think there's so many people that are just like right there wanting to dive in. But yeah, a full master's degree doesn't feel as accessible. There's, you know, several hurdles that would get somebody to that point. Mm-hmm. But this feels like such a good bridge to that,
yeah,
or, you know, just a supplement of, you know, just, yeah, reading a book in isolation on your own.
Yeah.
Because again, I was reading the same book that the Peace and Justice class was doing, and I was like, oh, it would be good to read this with a community and to be able to have these conversations and do the practices that are found in the text. It's a great book, but...
And with instructors who know what they're talking about,
exactly.
too.
Exactly, yeah. So...
Yeah. Well, have we got a deal for you? Yeah.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Well, thank you, David. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
If anybody has any questions, have them feel free to contact me at my email address, which is available on our website, or you can just do david.lloyd@graceland.edu, and I'd be glad to share with them.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Awesome. It's been a joy to do this face-to-face.
Yes.
Even if I did feel a little awkward and I'm like throwing my hands around as I'm talking. It's been great. So, listeners, thank you for tuning in to this episode of What's Brewing, and we'll see you later.